Restoring My Soul, Tuesday the 11th of January, The Seed of New Creation. The parable of the sower, sowing seed on wayside, stony, thorny, and good ground, is an illustration of how Christ plants the seed of his own life, which is the divine nature, into our heart. This parable declares to us the terms and conditions that are necessary for receiving the adoption and becoming a son of God. Faith obedience in and to the Word of God is the necessary prerequisite to demonstrating the culture or fruit of sonship. Faith obedience is the fruit that springs from the seed of the Spirit of Christ that we have received into our heart. A son of God fulfills the works of priesthood that the Father planned for them to do before the creation. This way of living as a son of God is called their sanctification and results in everlasting life. We were disconnected from the law of the Spirit of life, which is in Christ Jesus, when Adam and Eve ate from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. The law of sin became the law by which mankind endeavoured to live. The law of sin describes the way of living that belongs to fallen mankind, who now compete with each other for the limited resource of life. This gives rise to all manner of sinful and destructive actions. Because life has become a limited resource for mankind, they are kept in bondage to the law of sin because of their fear of death. By giving to us his Spirit to become the seed and life of our new creation identity as sons of God, Christ has reconnected us to the law of the Spirit of life. He has given us access again to the tree of life. As long as we walk according to the directions that are given to us each day by the Spirit, we are delivered from the judgment and condemnation of the law of God. The references used in today's devotions are Romans chapter 16 verses 25 to 27, Romans chapter 6 verse 22, Romans chapter 7 verses 7 and 8, Hebrews chapter 2 verse 9, Hebrews chapter 2 verse 14, Romans chapter 8 verse 2, Revelation chapter 2 verse 7, and 1 Corinthians chapter 11 verses 28 to 32. For further study, 1 John chapter 3.